This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jared Ahrens with this ABC 10 News update. There are urgent, renewed calls for change after a six-year-old boy died in a car crash in Kensington this week. People who live in the neighborhood want a four-way stop sign at the Adams Avenue intersection where that crash happened. Neighbors tell us they've asked the city for more safety measures several times prior to the accident. That includes a report filed back in September of 2021 on the city's Get It Done website. But that report was closed 3 months later with a response from the city that said in part the issue had been evaluated and that no action was warranted at the time. San Diego Restaurant Week begins Sunday with more than 100 restaurants in 30 neighborhoods taking part. It lasts for 8 days, so that's plenty of time to grab some grub. And not only does this special week give you a chance to try something new, it also helps people experiencing hunger. Several restaurants will donate money to Feeding San Diego for every meal ordered this week. San Diego State plays their first Sweet 16 game in nearly a decade this afternoon. The excitement's building throughout the Mesa, but this game will not be easy. They got to face top-ranked Alabama. That's the number one overall seed in the tournament. The Aztecs have never advanced past to the Elite Eight. Tip-off is set for 3:30 this afternoon out in Louisville. All right, let's pass our basketball over to Megan Perry, who's got our forecast.
Yeah, you don't want me to play basketball, but luckily we've got a good team that is going to be playing basketball, and we're definitely going to be cheering them on. Go Aztecs. Sunny skies return to the county today. Temperatures in the low 60s for most coast and valleys, with a few mid-60s, 40s in the mountains with 70s in the deserts. By Monday, it's going to be feeling like spring, 5 to 10 degrees warmer. That means 70s for the inland neighborhoods. Enjoy it while you can. Things turn cold and wet once again Wednesday and Thursday. Jared.
Thanks, Megan. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app.